Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
If your hair isn't performing like it used to, the answer isn't another hat. It's a proactive approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand. It's also NSF certified for sport and the official hair growth partner of Major League Baseball, the only hair growth supplement trusted by the pros. Visit Nutrafol.com, enter promo code PMT. Get $10 off your first month subscription, and you get free shipping. That's NUTRAFOL.com, promo code PMT.
All right, welcome to the bracket, episode 136. Today we are debating which things are only cool in college. No Nick today, he is out, but we do have a full crew. We got Che back, we got KB obviously back, and we got Rude Boy, Pat, and Dukes. Dukes, if you asked me right now if you were still in college, I would probably say yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I still act like it sometimes.
Yeah, I would have guessed that you're still in college as we speak. We have a lot of interesting things to get to, but we do have another, I would say, one of the more random things I think Tommy Smokes has ever produced.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. In his Wizard diss track, a conversation we had a couple episodes ago. I don't remember what spent, like, I don't remember at all.
I don't remember either, but I just remember saying the words, yeah, I'll make a diss track about Wizards. Yeah. And so I did.
And it's highly produced, it's well put together, and I think we'll just play it. You want to?
Yeah,
you
shout out Jetski. He helped produce it. Oh my God. Should I put it on Spotify? All right, hopefully by now it's on Spotify. Obviously, I have my other rap album out.
Yeah.
I forget if there are any days of approval for that, but it will be on Spotify.
All right, guys, ready for magic? Can you see it?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
37 seconds. Wow.
Can you hear it? Just let me make sure.
Man, I got to get something off my chest. So much rap beef going on right now. Drake, Kendrick. But everyone knows the real beef, man. Smokes hates these magic bitches. It's your time. It's your time, Wizards. You're rolling Dumbledore backwards right now. Those wands ain't gonna save you now. Fuck Ron Weasley, man, he's always trying to tease me. I'm sick of these magician motherfuckers trying to see. Tall hat on me, or wand waving, oh man. The real magic stick is what I carry in my pants. Man, fuck Harry Potter and that scar on his face. You make pussy disappear and you don't leave a trace. Your wand might be big, but your dick is tiny. Don't believe me, motherfucker, then just ask Hermione. Fuck Gilbert Arenas and his tiny ass penis. Fuck John Wall and his ugly Adidas. Second pick in the draft, cause y'all sucks on my jazz. Y'all don't have a spell to make a clean chest pass. I've been smoking wizard pack, but I still want more. Rolling up that old creep they call Dumbledore. It's been 300 years since he last got action. I've had a place with more kids than Michael Jackson. Yeah, who's next on the list? Which one of my so-called wizards need a shell from the clip? Which one of my wizards? My so-called wizards. So-called wizard. Which one of my so-called wizards? Which one of my, which wizard? Always knew I had to smoke y'all wizards. Doctor Strange is weird as fuck. I don't know what his powers do. I just talked to Tony Stark. Avengers, they don't fuck with you. You think you got magic? Guess what? Smoke's got it too. Why your spells be making L? Mine just summon W. And fuck all them bitches down at Waverly Place. Team Justice. Sandwiches and trash, I found a hair in my plate. You show for 12-year-olds, still believing in Santa. I'ma shut your whole ass off and go watch Hannah Montana. Pussy ass wizards. I hate y'all.
My shit over the beat because we had to wait for the beat to wrap up.
Stop share. Yeah. I mean,
but yeah, that's it. That's my diss track on Wizards.
I'm impressed.
That's very.
You made it way more of a project than I anticipated.
Yeah, I was just going to do a voice memo with no beat for like 90 seconds, but I talked to Jetski. He's like, no, we'll throw a beat under it. We got in the lab. Yeah. We got a music studio here now. And, yeah, just he chefed it up and smoked those wizards.
He loves the disc game. He produced my devil hate track.
You did a devil disc track?
Yeah.
What?
So you kind of dangerous waters, bro.
I think you got to play it right now.
Well, do you have this file?
I don't have it on hand.
Devil disc track?
I made a diss track about the devil from a priest's point of view.
Oh.
Jetski produced it.
Huh.
But I never released it.
Okay. Jetski might have more producing rap credits than anyone.
Like anyone on the planet. It's unbelievable. But yeah, thank you to Tommy. I mean, again.
Yep. Yeah.
Tremendous good, amount Tom. Of effort.
And if, I might just become a rapper.
And you're working on a music video for it, correct?
Yeah.
That'll be.
I want to get an AI to make a response track.
AI from a wizard.
From maybe like a Ron Weasley point of view or a Harry Potter point of view.
Yeah. Thank you.
Get that.
Yeah, no.
Dude, I kind of got goosebumps when you did the My So-Called Wizard.
Yeah.
That was chills, bro. Chills.
Thank you.
Before we get into the episode, though, let's talk about Game Time. Thank you. We'll say that.
If you want to see me in concert someday.
Someday you'll be able to see Tommy. Yeah. Tommy,
you should come perform at our Nashville show on August 8th.
The Wizard diss track?
No. The Wizard diss track.
I will do almost anything to go to Nashville.
I just got a text from Glenny Balls. He's going to come to me and Joey's show in Nashville. August 8th, NashvilleTour.com. We could have a Tommy Smokes performance, maybe?
Let me check my Cal. All
right. You might be booked and busy.
Yeah. How does the gay community feel about Wizards?
Big fans, brother.
Big fans?
Yeah, hell so maybe yeah. It could be tough.
Yeah, you know, the gay community and their really hot takes on Wizards.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to make sure. But let's talk about Game Time, one of our favorite sponsors over here. Did you know that you can get tickets to Limp Bizkit in Bethel Woods Center for the Arts, Bethel, New York, for just $29? They always ask you to find one, but I always like to purposely go and find something better than like whatever is like Billy Joel at MSG. Limp Bizkit, $29 in Bethel, New York. That's right. You should go get see that right now, and you can do it with Game Time. That's right. Thanks to Game Time, the ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. You shouldn't have to worry when you buy tickets to your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets to all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. They have flash deals for sudden discounts, zone deals for when you're feeling flexible, and their lowest price guarantee, which means that if you can find the same seats for less anywhere else, Game Time will credit you for 110% of the difference. Game Time is the best place for last-minute seats with up to 60% off your favorite events. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Download the Game Time app today. The last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed. Thanks to Game Time, and thanks again to Tommy for the Wizard Wrap. That was
of course. Anyone have a favorite line? Should we do? Maybe we go around the room. We say what everyone's favorite line.
Yeah,
was.
I have one.
Yeah,
when you talked about your own personal magic wand in your pants, I really like that.
Just ask Hermione. Is my favorite. That. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was that all your ink, or did someone else pen it with you?
No, I wrote it all myself.
Yeah. On God.
On God, yeah. I know people are going to be like, oh, Roan's your ghostwriter. No, that's all Smokes.
It's all smokes.
Minor adjustments where Jets could be like, you know, put this word here or whatever. But
the lyrics weren't in Hebrew, so we know it wasn't Roan ghostwriting for you.
That's nice.
But yeah, so again, thanks again, Tom. Again, bracket of things that are only cool to do in college. First matchup of the day, number 5 seed versus the 12 seed. The number 5 seed is having posters. Specifically, there's a few options that I think are more universal. I think Bob Marley, Boondock Saints are the big two for posters on the wall. And then also flags and also Blacklight Decor. Mm-hmm. I'm including all this under that same banner. So posters, flags, or Blacklight Decor on your wall.
Question, does like a Budweiser or Bud Light sign, or is that its own thing?
That'll be semi-included under a different thing.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's going up against the number 12 seed, sitting in the student section. This isn't something I've done. I didn't know, do non-students do this?
The storm chasers.
I'm almost 35 and I did that last year.
Our
I do that every year and it's very cool. So
we 28-year-old at Barstool.
Yeah. So sitting in the student section or having
coolest thing you can do.
Or having posters and all that stuff. Starting out, let's start with you, Dukes.
Least cool thing?
Yeah, which one is the thing that's only cool to do in college?
Oh, it's having the black light decor and the posters. I had to get new black light strings for every single year that I was in college. Because every single time, just taking them down. No, they're so cheap. Just getting overnight, you could have that shit. You could have the best pregame of your life in less than 12 hours. Just put with the posters. With the posters.
I'm glad we got
Dukes is so perfect. You could have, you could be in the dorm room at 11 p.m. and by 11 a.m. you're setting up black lights for your dorm. But I think
just
posters
12
also.
Hours,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, just 12 hours is all I need.
It's like a storm chaser.
But even more so than that, I think posters are more than black light decor.
Yeah. Posters more so?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which ones? Because you're a little younger than us, or at least me, and I guess KB and Channel.
The big one was Animal House with Jack.
Animal House specifically?
Yeah, Jack Daniels.
Or the two girls making out. That was a big one.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have that.
It's like two surfer girls. It's like a famous.
Yeah.
Just drop the link.
I remember my roommate one year had like a Kate Upton bikini one.
Oh,
like,
that's yeah, Kate Upton. Cat Daddy was
Cat Daddy was huge in that yeah. in that specific time period.
What's Cat Daddy?
Her doing the Cat Daddy, Kate Upton.
I don't even know what that is.
And it's kind of like going like that.
Mm, yeah. All right.
Simple. It's a simple step.
It's just her in like a bikini doing a dance, and every guy was obsessed with it for okay. a pretty decent chunk.
Almost every guy.
Almost every.
Saturdays Before the Boys Flag was huge when I was in college.
That's oh, yeah. still huge.
Still huge.
Go buy it at the Barstool store.
Yeah. So one vote for the posters.
Done. Yeah, I mean, going to a game, sitting in the student section, maybe wearing like a bunch of rain gear and trying to storm the court is awesome. Even when you're 28, even if you're 29, 30.
Or even up higher than that.
Higher than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sick. So posters, yeah. You can't be an adult living in like a major city with posters on your wall. You just can't.
I have so many posters that I brought home from school being like, this is going to look sick in my apartment. And then I was like, nope, not the look.
I think I had one of like the Odell catch in college, like a Yankee Stadium one. My roommate had a bunch of like Kanye, Travis Scott. And it was sick, but now, no.
I had a poster. It was Ireland. And then all around it was every single last name, origin, spot, and everything like that. It was so fucking stupid. It was so ridiculous. What was yours, Dukes?
Well, I went through phases in college. Like, I started out with like the classic like douchey posters that like, you know, probably like the John Belushi one. But by senior year, I actually like was trying like not to get laid. Like, my wall was covered with like Game of Thrones shit. Like, I had like I had the Westeros flag like laying above my bed.
The Westeros flag. Yeah. Holy shit.
Of like all the locations and shit. So it changed throughout the years.
Pat.
The flags for sure. So that's arguably one of the coolest things you can do is sit in a student section, no matter your age.
Yeah, no matter what your age is.
Yeah, easily.
Three for posters, Rudy.
I don't know. I'm kind of torn. The students, I think we're overshadowing how bizarre that is if you're out of college to be in the student section.
No, there's literally nothing weird about that.
I'm picturing just like a truly random citizen who's a fan of a college. And I think Jeff Yellow's done this, if I'm being. Am I wrong?
For like UConn or I'm pretty sure, yeah, maybe for UConn.
I mean, I'm picturing that State. One picture of him at Penn State, but I feel like he was a student. I think he was a student. Right.
Looked exactly the same as he is now.
Yeah.
That's what I think is fucking me up is that one picture, Tommy. But I do think he was a student. But I got to go with the posters, I think. It's just a no-go in terms of maturing as an adult. It's a common thing. You can get by on the student section thing. You can argue that point, but if you bring someone over and you got the Budweiser poster as a full-grown man, it's very difficult to win that battle.
So we got four for the posters right now, Che.
Yeah, I agree. The posters and flag stuff. Because, you know, storm chasers aside, if you're 23, 24, and you have friends that are still in college, like, and you know people that are in stint, by all means, like, go. And that's, like, totally cool, like, hey, I'm back. That type of thing. So the posters, yeah, I don't know at what point it becomes like not acceptable, but yeah, when you're in an apartment with like friends and stuff like that, you can't be looking like a college student.
What was your decor?
Yeah, I'm very curious about. Very curious as well.
College?
I could see you just having a graph, like an Excel graph.
No. You
like,
definitely had
that was racist. That
you
was
definitely had some horny posters. I bet
he's the data guy.
Yeah. I didn't.
You say he has a graph? Posters. He has math equations.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a Bucks flag.
Okay, that tracks. Yep. I think flags are better than posters, first of all, but keep going.
I had a Hofstra flag, which is where I went to school. And I don't think I had any posters.
Really?
It was a long time ago.
Like a Wayne Corbett or I guess Bucks, but like like a whatever Nick player.
No.
I wish Clemmer was here.
Oh. No. Yeah.
In college before the advent of the poster.
Yeah, at Oxford. Yeah.
He had pastel paintings on his wall.
Yeah. He had lanterns. Yeah.
Just to keep actual light in. So another one for posters, KB.
Yeah, this is going to be hard to beat because it's very cool in college, and it's almost necessary to have like violently masculine posters. But as soon as you move out, like it is the lamest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm. So I think we're voting on like the disparity, right?
Yeah.
Like of how cool it is in college and how not cool it is.
The second you leave. The second you leave.
If you had a cool poster set up in your room, my respect for you automatically went like skyrocket.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had a Bob.
It told me everything I needed to know if I was going to be friends with you or not. You walk into that room and you see their poster collection. It's like, we're going to be friends or we're not.
I had a Notorious B.I.G. in a suit.
Yes.
I feel like that was amazing.
Oh, you know what was a big one?
I had a have all the good ones. I just can't remember.
Oh, yeah. This right here. This used to be. I'm wearing a poster. Yeah. I went from like throwing out this poster to being like, let's get it on a t-shirt.
You wear them now. Yeah. Yeah. So posters is going to move on. Now we have the 4 seed versus the 13 seed. The 4 seed, another decor thing, keeping liquor bottles or beer can boxes as decor, which was everyone. Oh, always above the cabinets when they went to like off-campus housing and all that. And that's. Do you do that right now, Dukes?
No.
Okay.
No.
I know you made a face like,
what was that?
That's a good one.
And that's going up against number 13 seed, wearing basketball jerseys to parties. One of Tommy's.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, that was the Darty anthem. Now, I mean, if you wear, imagine wearing a basketball jersey to somebody's apartment party.
Toon squad. Yeah. So start with you, KB.
Oh, man. The liquor is along the same lines as the last one. Just unacceptable after college. Barely acceptable in college as a senior. Like, that's weird.
Yeah.
The basketball jersey, I feel like cool guys in like the Midwest still do that at like 30.
Are they cool though?
Like cool, like
they fuck?
Cool douchebags from Indiana, probably.
You can wear it to the beach, I feel like, as an adult. In some circles. Still like,
some people can rock them, but it's douchey. So I'm going the liquor bottles. You just cannot do that.
Yeah. One for the liquor bottles. Che?
So this reminded me of my college setup. So my senior year, we lived off campus, and I lived in this room that had like a... My room was very small. I think it was 10 by 10, but... I had this like little tiny hallway that was maybe a couple feet and then into the room. And on my walls was all basketball jerseys. So I had a bunch of champion basketball jerseys that I'd hang on the wall. And then I had Bucks flag, Hofstra flag. And then I had a poster that I made out of newspaper clippings from the day after the Bucks won the Super Bowl.
Oh my God.
So that was my room setup. I was listening to a Ryan Russillo podcast, I think, recently, where he was talking about how he had so many jerseys from like college and post college that whenever he had guys come over to like watch basketball or hang out, they all had to wear a jersey. That was the one rule. So, and he had jerseys to give them if they wanted to. So I think wearing jerseys is awesome. I'm never going to talk jerseys. So I'm going to go with the liquor bottles, which is disgusting once you pass the age of 22.
Mm-hmm. A 2 for the liquor bottles. Rudy?
Yeah, it's the liquor. The liquor bottles, I think, is going to be really hard to beat. I thought the posters was going to be the juggernaut. This is so difficult because it is so typical college, and it's like the funniest way to communicate, where it's like how a caveman would be like, I drink. It's like a caveman.
Yeah. This guy's got bottles of $2 Admiral on his.
Admiral Nelson.
Yeah,
okay.
Admiral Nelson.
And the funniest thing is that you would walk into certain places that would host parties and you'd see those bottles. And the whole apartment is a fucking disaster zone. It's just everything is not right. Nothing is cared for. But those bottles are perfectly maintained.
Alphabetical perfectly order.
Work hard and hydrate hard with Body Armor Flash IV. Whether you're working in extreme heat or powering through a long shift, Body Armor Flash IV delivers faster, longer-lasting hydration. With more than 2,000 milligrams of electrolytes, vitamins B and C and zinc, coconut water, and no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes, Body Armor Flash IV keeps you performing at your best. Get Body Armor Flash IV at your local 7-Eleven.
Perfectly placed with the labels out in a they look like soldiers in
an
armor.
Color coordinated.
Yeah.
Three olive flavors.
So much effort.
So
it's like a badge
so
of honor.
Effort.
And then the beer cases on the wall.
Yep.
We used to cut up that cardboard and tape the cardboard to the wall.
Yep. I was guilty of that. I did that when I was still living with my parents.
In your home?
Yeah. Yeah. It was just
like as a high school boy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
that's awesome.
That's
sick. Yeah, that's actually that's awesome. Even cooler than in college.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah. But yeah, the bottles is crazy.
The bottles and the boxes, Jay.
Yeah.
Or sorry, I'm going the wrong way. Pat?
Yeah, I think bottles. When myself, Glennie, and Za were partying with the Kappa boys at UF last fall. I think this is like a couple months ago.
And this was not a work trip.
This was a work trip. It was a work trip, I think. They had quite the collection, and I just can't imagine having that after school.
Mm-hmm. And it's always like it's like Nikolai, Admiral Nelson, and like just the cheapest liquor you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tommy. It's scary too. If you see that, it's like kind of intimidating. If you see a lot of bottles.
It's like
there.
A graveyard, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the bottles. I mean, imagine like you go to a Yankee game or something and like they had a cool Bud Light.
Yeah.
And you're like, holy fuck, this is going to look sick.
We were afraid.
Next to my St. Patty's Day.
We were afraid because we were with a couple Pikes and the Pikes and the Kappas don't get along. So we had to make sure to keep them separate. Yeah.
Another one for the bottles, but.
Mine was actually, I actually think when I was in college, I never thought the bottles was cool. I didn't think that I think I just missed the time period. Like, I was 1%, I would like to think, self-aware at that time, being like, no, that's not cool. But posters and Saturdays, the flags are cool. Yeah. That's not. Like, but, but jerseys in college was sick. If somebody had a cool jersey at a day drink, I'd be like, can I buy that off your back right now?
Mm. So. It's always the Toon Squad, man.
Vince Carter.
Yeah. I still have mine. I had to just. I gave a shit ton to my cousin who's going to be a freshman. I was like, these will treat you well. Yeah.
Like passing it down.
Passing seen some miles.
Yeah.
Holy shit. The bottle's another clean sweep. Now we have the 8 seed versus the 9 seed. The 8 seed is going to a packed house party. Going to super packed house parties, which I would.
I would love to go to a packed house party.
Sign me up today for a packed house party.
And that's going up against the number 9 seed. This one comes with a little bit of a disclaimer. Chugging really fast, parentheses, unless you are Dana Beers.
Then it's still awesome.
Then it's still very awesome. Yeah. Then it's still very, very cool. So starting with you, Dukes.
Chugging fast is still really fucking cool. Like, it is one of the things.
You said it. It is.
If some little dipshit when you're visiting college just like chug against me and you're like, oh, I can't, and then you just smoke him, there's no better feeling in the world. And that has happened one too many times to me. So
that's in college, though, we're saying.
Recently you've been doing that.
Oh, I think when you get called out as an older guy and you smoke a college kid, it plays.
It's very satisfying.
You can't be the
guy. Old? Like, yeah, when you're like 35, 40. I think if you're like 26,
you cannot call someone else out for chugging. Do you know what I'm saying? When the old guy shows the young guy. Like, I would never nowadays be like, I could chug faster than you. But if I get challenged, I will accept that.
You're describing this like it's a fucking duel. It's so fun.
It is. They are questioning your manhood. So I guess my answer is.
Which one is less cool the second you leave
which
college?
Which one's the bigger chugging, disparity? Yeah.
Fuck.
Chugging fast or going to packed house parties?
going to packed house parties.
Really?
Yeah.
That's shocking.
Going to a packed house party. Just because of like the stickiness on the ground.
Oh, I hate that.
And you leaving. I just went, and I've done both of those things that we just listed like in the past 6 months. So
we used to go to a house party. We called it the Den at UMass, and there was a room upstairs where everyone would like smoke weed and party and whatever. And people didn't want to walk downstairs to go to the bathroom, so you would just piss on the rug.
Oh my god!
I just it was foul. I used to go there with Coley Mick. Shout out Coley Mick.
I just took Eddie to a Dayton house party like after we won that game. And the guy goes in the house. He's like, yeah, the bathroom's broken. Just like use the bathtub. Just pee in the bathroom.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. Tommy?
I would love to still get to a packed house party as an adult. It's one of the things I miss most about college.
But would
it
be cool?
I think it could be cool. I mean, like, you can have a functioning bathroom, but like just having a bunch of people over at a house or, you know, even like New York City apartments are pretty small most of the time, so it's hard to like have a true like apartment party. Chugging in college is like chugging in college is sick. Now if you're like if you were at and you're like, look how fast I can chug this.
I agree with that.
Unless again you were Dana, then exactly. Which it is honestly crazy how fast Dana chugs. I know we like to make fun of him, but he has an incredible talent to chug fast. I think that's a lot lamer now. So I'm going to go with the chugging.
The chugging, 1-1 right now. Pat?
Yeah, chugging is way lamer. House parties are great. Like I said, we were with SAE, Kappas, and Pikes at UF like a little while ago. I think we went to like 3 different house parties and it was just lit.
This is so perfect. This is so perfect. You could not
like
this
is not a joke. Like this, what, like me and Glennie are gearing up for year 5 this fall.
Could not have possibly scripted this better.
Yeah,
Rudy.
Yeah, I'm with Tommy. I miss the house party. They're so fun. Now the idea I have in my head is I can handle a packed house party if it's a cool party. The odds of that happening are near zero.
Remember the one we went to in Boulder? That was fucking sick.
Yes, that was dope.
Yeah, it was just an awesome. I mean, we're quite old to be there, but it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. And yeah, chugging, I don't know. Yeah, if someone was like, yo, chug me, I'd just be like, go for it.
Chugging hurts.
It's painful now.
Yeah, so no, I think chugging. I think chugging is definitely lamer now.
Three for chugging, one for the house parties. Jay?
This is tough because we had Deutsch during the last case race. This is a guy who chugged. How would you describe it? We basically got 2 minutes of this guy chugging on our team, and he downs like 9 beers in like a minute and a half.
It was
incredible.
Yeah, it was tremendously cool.
So, and he's like in his 30s.
Yeah.
So
what's his name? Deutsch?
Ronnie Deutsch.
He works for us.
The perfect chug guy name.
That's so different during a case race.
Ronnie.
Yeah.
He'll like set up at tailgates and be like, put up your $20 to mine 100, and I could beat you in chugging, and nobody ever beats him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever used to funnel beers?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I can funnel a beer. I can't just chug, but I can like funnel a beer.
Funneling is awesome. You just open wide.
I got called out actually this weekend because I don't know if you guys know this, but like it's called frat topping. It's called frat topping where you take like a can of beer and you open it to make it a wider mouth so you can like chug it or drink it easier. And my girlfriend was like, "Are you seriously frat topping at my family dinner?" And I was like,
At your family? Oh,
like,
dude.
We were at like a restaurant and like the last beer, I was like trying to finish it, so I did it really quick.
You're at the Olive Garden?
No, we're in San Diego. But I was highly embarrassed that I got called out for it.
But you couldn't not do it.
Correct. It was just like human nature.
It was human nature. It was like,
what did her parents say?
They didn't notice.
You did it that quick?
Yes.
All right. That's awesome. That is actually
I deutched it.
Yeah. So are you going to go with the house parties, Che?
Oh, because house parties are awesome. It doesn't even matter how old you are. Like, a couple years ago, I had friends over for a New Year's party, and it was sick.
That's different, I think, than where we're going for here. You know what I mean? Like, just having people over your home.
It wasn't, like, packed to the gills, but, like, we had, 20 people there, and it was fun in a basement. But, yeah, I mean, I guess chugging is only cool when you're in college outside of a couple, like, very few
the
exceptions.
Elite.
Ronnie Deutsch and Dana Beale.
Yes.
KB?
Okay, I'm trying to picture myself 30 years old. Chugging a beer quickly, I think, is always cool.
Okay.
Like, if we're at the lake, at a tailgate, any age, someone chugs a beer fast, that's cool. Chugging liquor horribly is pathetic, and chugging liquor really well as a grown adult is also pathetic. So that's not cool, but it is cool in college. House party. I'm imagining it's not like an adult house party.
Like a banger.
Yeah. It's just like a
kid. Like a banger and like all packed in, packed
this
house
all
party.
Depends.
Like old school house party.
Yeah.
So like a 30-year-old at a house party. It all depends on how much you're getting fucked with by how much people are talking to you. Because if you're at the house party and no one is talking to you and you're just in the corner, horrible. But you also don't want people to fuck with you too hard because that's weird.
Yeah, then you're like Frank the Tank old school or something.
I'm going to go house party, like being at a college house party that's packed.
You know what?
They hate you if you're there, I feel like, with very few.
No, wait. I thought this is like as an adult having a house party with other adults. It's not as an adult at a college house party.
Which is cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's not what you think it was.
It's not what you mean.
Yeah, like the packed college house party, when you're older, like it's cool to be there. But it's not what you remember it.
We were at when Za and I were with the Kappas. We
heard the story.
He put on like he was like hammered at this house party.
It was me, him,
and Glennie, and he put on like they were listening to like new normal music, and Za like took over the aux and put on like Tony Yayo and G Unit and was like dancing on the counter. It was that was cool.
If I was,
but it was scary. I'm sure everyone was just terrified of these three old people. One of them is a midget.
If I was like, drunk, if I was drunk at a house party in college and Za showed up and started taking over the aux cord, it would be the greatest day of my entire life.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
I would talk about that for every day for the rest of my life.
I kept like hiding in the garage because I felt weird about being there. Maybe I should change my answer. Nah, I'm keeping my answer.
Yeah. Either way, the chugging fast is going to move on. Now we have the 1 seed versus the 16 seed Chain game. Let's do the Chain game first. First option is Jungle Juice. I think this is a very good one.
Modern day Borg.
Oh, what's a Borg?
Same Dukes, take it away.
It's just like it's a jungle. It's basically just a jungle juice in a gallon.
In a
gallon jug.
Oh, okay. Ultimate Frisbee from Che.
Okay, dude.
Was that ever cool?
It's always been cool.
Oh. Kegs and eggs from Tommy?
Yeah, I mean, just kegs in general, but
kegs and eggs.
Kegs and eggs was classic in college. Go to Muggsy's, kegs and eggs before the game.
Whippets?
Never done them.
No, I never did any of them.
Cooler post college.
Yeah, I agree.
They're cooler post college.
Yeah.
Going out really late, also from Tommy. I agree. I think it depends on the time. Like, if you're coming home at like 5 a.m., like you, and you're.
Yeah, or even just the time that you go out.
True, yeah.
Like when you're in college, like, oh, I'm not going to the bars till like midnight.
Yeah, now, it's fuck me now. That. Yeah.
Get me to a bar by 9:30.
Maximum.
Latest.
Yeah. Keg stands, which you mentioned before. Drinking Natty Light. And which I agree because the second you like when you're drinking Natty Light in college,
is it ever cool though?
It's a thing. And then the second you leave, if you're still drinking Natty Light, you're homeless.
Yeah, that's fair.
There's like no in between there. So again, Jungle Juice, Ultimate Frisbee, Kegs and Eggs, Whippets, going out really late, keg stands, drinking Natty Light. A lot of people also submitted gay stuff. Like they said specifically just like doing gay stuff.
Like what kind of stuff?
I agree. Them said it. And I
like. Dude, homoerotic teasing was a big part of college.
No, that's
culture.
Always cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a lot of friends that liked showing dicks and balls, and I think, like,
What was my college experience wasn't like this?
No, none of this. So going through those options, let's start with you, KB. Which one do you think should go against our one seed?
A keg stand is, like, a rite of passage, a necessity to do in college. If you're, like, 30 and, like, your shirt... You can see your belly popping out. You have like a 20-year-old trying to hold your fucking ankle.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's pathetic.
You should never have your belly exposed after a certain age. Che?
Yeah. I'm going to vote for Jungle Juice. Just because it's made like typically in like a recycling can or like some type of enormous container that typically will contain some type of garbage. So I don't think that really flies post-college. There was a time my freshman year where I went to a frat party and they had Jungle Juice and were synonymous with making very strong Jungle Juice. And I was overheard by one of the brothers in the frat talking about how weak the Jungle Juice was. And I think this was one of the very few times that I did get into a fight. He was like, all right, well, if you think it's so weak, if you drink three right now, I'll give you your money back to get in you and your friends. And so at that time, I think I would have gotten like $20 back. But at that time, that was a lot of money. So I was like, no problem. So I chugged three Jungle Juices. And within 5 minutes, I think I blacked out. But
feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One Sweet Tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
I was promptly kicked out of the house because I was going after this guy with every fiber of my being and had to be held back by maybe half a dozen people. But it was fun. I ended up blacked out outside of Popeyes with red throw up all over my clothes.
Oh, I know that guy. Popeyes.
Yeah, the Hofstra Popeyes?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
And again, this is in Hempstead, the AIDS capital of Long Island. Rudy.
I'm sorry, can you go through them again?
Jungle Juice, Ultimate Frisbee, Kegs and Eggs, Whippets, going out really late. I think, should we say starting to go out really late? Like, you know
yeah.
What I mean? Yeah. Yeah. Keg stands, drinking Natty Light, and then we'll just throw in gay stuff.
I think it's the keg stand. I agree with KB. Fuck, the Jungle Juice, though. I mean, even when we did that in college, everyone was aware that this was almost a form of masochism. Like, you were getting ready to do something that everyone was going to regret, and it was like borderline dangerous. Like
Devil Spring.
Everyone kind of knew though, was like this could go south.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be creepy if I showed up to a dude's apartment now and he had Jungle.
I would call the FBI.
That's fucking insane.
That might be the answer.
Because the cake stand you can kind of do ironically, I guess, or in a way it's like, oh, we're doing cake stands, like, you know what I mean. But like, if you do Jungle Juice, that's not spur of the moment. A cake stand, if you're an older person, they're like, oh, I'll do a cake stand. You're like, oh, this would be funny, whatever. Jungle Juice requires a lot of preparation and intent.
Yeah, when like mixing the right proportions.
Right, and it shows a greater problem, which is that you are not comfortable with where you are in life in terms of, yeah, oh, I'm going to do Jungle Juice because I can't fathom the fact that I'm getting old. So yeah, for me, Jungle Juice.
Good answer.
For me, Jungle Juice is such a red flag.
I like it. That's a great breakdown by all three of you.
Now that I'm thinking about it, is sangria just like adult Jungle Juice?
I mean, it's the same color and consistency, but the content is so wildly different.
Yeah, I mean, like the alcohol percentage alone is. With
sangria. If you're pouring like Hawaiian punch, like, man, and like mixing it all and like,
I'm not gonna lie, this kind of makes me want to do a Jungle Juice a little bit. Imagine. But
I'm not gonna lie, we brought it up this weekend.
Makes you want to drink?
Yeah,
yeah. So right now we're 2 for Jungle Juice, 1 for keg stands. Pat,
I'm gonna go keg stand.
Another one for keg stand. Yeah, did you do one when you were at the Pikes with Glennie and Zah?
No, but I actually just texted every single person in the group when we were at the UF Pikes. Zah was requested to slap someone after they did a keg stand. So that was...
Again, well, that would be the greatest college party.
That's a dunkaroo.
Yeah. What is that?
That's a dunkaroo. Yeah, that's a dunkaroo.
Oh.
So you put your head in ice water.
Yeah.
Get up. If where you go 10 seconds in ice water, you slap in the face and you shotgun a beer.
Yeah, they were like going around being like, who's next? Who's next? And I actually had to turn and walk away because it was just so mortifying. I couldn't see doing that as an adult. I'd rather have Jungle Juice. If like, I'm all legs too, I would have just been
logistically, you'd be difficult.
Being 33 and waiting in line to do
that. Yeah, it was bad.
No, the waiting in line is brutal.
Waiting in line to get slapped.
And like some of the guys were starting to like hype me up too. I was like, oh God. They're like, come on, man, you're going. So you got to do one. You've never done a dunkaroo?
Dude, this dunkaroo line's taking
I did a dunkaroo like last month.
Oh. Yeah.
I told my little cousins what it was, and they're like, well, you got to go.
Oh, my God. 2 for keg stands.
Did you ever gargoyle?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gargoyle. Yeah, yeah. That should have been on there. That's just
what's gargoyle?
You stand on the keg.
Oh, and then
like
just
a gargoyle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it does for
you
nothing.
You gotta move like a gargoyle. That shit was, I still fuck with gargoyle. That shit's so funny to me.
2 for Jungle Juice, 2 for keg stands, Tommy.
I've gone back and forth. Originally I was kegs, then I got convinced to Jungle Juice. But I'm trying to think like now if somebody said, oh, come over, I got a keg, it'd be like, that's weird. But it'd be less weird than if they said, come over, I got Jungle Juice.
Yeah, Jungle Juice is like a hang. You should just think hangover.
I think Jungle Juice and kegs are similarly cool in college, probably.
Yeah.
I'd rather Jungle Juice
in college.
It's definitely like a different type of
party. But like, oh, they got a keg. Like, you'd be like, oh, they got a fucking keg. That's sick.
Yeah.
Dude, how much for a cup?
Yeah.
$5? Oh, fuck.
I'll go with the Jungle Juice. This is a tough one, though.
Jungle Juice 3, keg stands 2.
Yeah, mine is, if you ask me in 5 years, what am I more likely to do? I could definitely see myself doing a keg stand because I'd be like drunk at a party being like, fuck it, I'm washed up, I'm a loser. Jungle Juice requires a sober decision. Like, someone soberly has to be like, we're going to make Jungle Juice tonight. Nobody at like 1 a.m. is like, let's make Jungle Juice. So...
So
1 a.m. sober up Jungle Juice.
Yeah. So Jungle Juice is going to go up against number 1 seed in this one, which is blacking out. And specifically, Nick had submitted this. He specifically said blacking out on a $2 pitcher, which I would agree with. Like the very cheap, shitty pitcher beer from like whatever your crappy college bar. So blacking out versus Jungle Juice, Dukes. You think blacking out's cool?
I'm going Jungle Juice. I could see, again, I think that comes down to, like, could I see myself trying to, like, get blacked out off, like, just, like, nickel and dime, like, at the end of a paycheck? Like, it could happen. Jungle Juice will never happen in my life again.
That is
the least cool thing I could ever imagine right now.
That sentence you just said, getting blacked out at the end of a paycheck, is the reason why you're perfect for this show.
You're it's the 30th, you don't get paid till the 31st, you need to just get $2 pitchers. Sure, times are tough. Right. Times are tough. I could stack.
Thanks,
that Jordan. Is way more plausible than Jungle Juice in my life.
So 1 for Jungle Juice, Tommy.
It's tough. Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of lumping in blacking out with just, like, drinking a lot in general. Like, in college, whoever could drink a lot was cool. The older you get, the sadder. Or it's like, oh, that guy drinks a lot. It's like, oh, that guy drinks a lot. Like, it becomes a concern.
That guy's with the Kappas? What the fuck?
Jungle Juice, though, like, I never really thought blacking out was cool. I go with Jungle Juice. It's tough.
Two for Jungle Juice, Pat.
What are we doing again? It's what's Jungle less Juice cool? Versus,
yeah, which one of these things would be it's less cool the minute disparity. You graduate? Yeah.
Less.
Think about like the second you graduate college, which one of these things is like less cool if you were to hear about it, basically?
I think probably blacking out is less cool because Jungle Juice, it's kind of like nostalgic, like funny, like, haha, yeah, I'll have a little Jungle Juice. You don't have to get that drunk. But if someone is, like Tommy said, the farther out you get, the less cool it is to black out. Like if I can't even remember the last time I've blacked out. No. It's been forever.
Who's ever seen blackout and brownout?
Brownout, you kind of remember.
Okay. I thought it was like you poop your pants.
Yeah. I mean, I used to get like maybe like the couple years after college, you drink and get like really drunk.
Yeah.
But no. Yeah, for sure. That's what my answer is.
3-2 right now. Jungle Juice to blacking out. Rudy?
This is a very serious answer.
It's Jungle Juice, I think. That to me is just so crazy. Like that to me is just nuts. I think blacking out after college is more so something that just happens to you.
Yeah.
Like you're going drinking and then all of a sudden you just been like, you're like, dude, I don't know what happened. I blacked out. And it's sort of like, yeah, that people black out. People black out occasionally. Like, well, I'll probably run into maybe one or two the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But the Jungle Juice thing to me is just something that is so singular to college. And then afterwards is just such a no-go. Even in college, it's a rarity because people know that it's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
There's no control. Like, you don't know who made it. It's synonymous with being roofied. Like, everything about it is fucking insane. So that to me is, it's that. Like, blacking out, it can happen.
So 3 for Jungle Juice, 1 for blacking out. Jay?
I can't stress enough how Jungle Juice is made typically in a garbage can. Like,
and they stir it with their forearm?
Yeah.
That's fucking gross.
Oh my God. That Pat, I totally forgot about that. Yeah. That's crazy.
Well,
that's
come on down to
insane.
UF.
So it's got to be Jungle Juice.
It's the equivalent of slop for like a pigsty. Like it's made on an industrial level.
It's a trough. Yeah. They're making it's it in a trough.
It is a trough, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I remember the last time I saw it made, it was in like a big like plastic container with like rope handles. That was like for beach toys. And like
And then the guy who's stirring it, people always come up and are like, oh, and he's like, the alcohol will kill the germs.
Yeah.
And then you just dump your cup in.
It was a risk every time you dipped your hand into that like that garbage can.
Oh yeah.
You knew you had no idea what was in there.
That's so fucking dangerous.
Yeah. One cup could get you blacked out.
KB.
Yeah, blacking out happens. It's not cool, but it does happen. I'm just picturing like going to a high-rise apartment. Some dude with a fiance is mixing Kool-Aid packets in 99 bananas. That is, it's not only uncool, it's filthy and
it's poor.
Creepy.
Yeah. You would think like roofing someone in Jungle Juice is kind of a crazy decision because you don't know who you're roofing.
Yeah,
if you're gonna roof,
you're roofing
at least
a
have
room?
A target.
Yeah,
yeah, they're just roofing the world. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was that drink, Malibu? They would always put in it, right?
Malibu
the coconut.
Malibu rum's delicious.
Oh, it's delicious. Yeah. But that's the one they would always dump in that too. So Jungle Juice is gonna move on. Before we get to this second half of the bracket, let's talk about ZocDoc again. We always talk. I fucking love ZocDoc.
It's one of my most used apps.
Yeah, it's definitely one of my top ones too. So there are certain times in life when fit really matters, like when you're picking out sneakers for marathon training, when you're switching a new brand of boxer briefs, or when you're pulling the trigger on buying an engagement ring. That is a very pointed ad. And also, fit matters when you're trying to find the right doctor. ZocDoc is the free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors, choose the right ones for your needs, and click and instantly book an appointment. We're talking about in-network appointments with more than 100,000 healthcare providers across every specialty, from mental to dental to eye care to skin care and much more. Plus, ZocDoc appointments happen fast, typically within 24 to 74 hours of booking. You can even score same-day appointments. We love ZocDoc. Again, me and Tommy have been users forever, use them all the time way before they were ever an advertiser. So stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/lights and find and instantly book a top rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/lights, ZocDoc.com/lights. Thanks to ZocDoc. All right, other half, we have the 6 versus the 11 seed. The 6 seed, I love this one. Living with as many of your boys as possible from Tommy.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Living
still.
With a lot of dudes. Is I want to go back to it so bad, but you can't.
I know, but yeah, like in college, if you're living with all of your friends, it's awesome. If you're 30 and you still have a friend living with you, people start to ask questions. Yeah.
And that's going up against the number 11 seed, which is sneaking alcohol into places, like into events, into
that's still pretty cool.
Yeah, that's not that bad. I think that's cool. Fine.
I don't know if it's cool. Yeah, I'd be like, Yeah, it's more just like, what are you, poor?
It's yeah. not, which kind of makes it not cool.
Yeah.
So living with as many of your boys as possible versus sneaking alcohol into functions, starting with you, KB.
It's definitely living with a bunch of your boys. A bunch. Yeah, it's that. I mean, see, that's kind of embarrassing, but I've done it.
Living with five guys, though, like in an apartment is...
Yeah, it was very cool in college. Like, the more, the cool.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think of how many we had in mine. I think we legit had, like, 9 people in a house.
That's awesome.
God,
it's insane. So, one for the boys. Che?
It's got to be the boys. Sneaking alcohol is, I think, almost... I don't want to say cooler, but like there are times where it is very cool. Like if you go to like a festival, if you like bury stuff in the grounds or stuff like that.
What? And wait, back up. Wait. What do you mean by that?
If you go to like a music festival and go early and like bury stuff in the grounds, or like
what
people do that?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
That happens at Lola.
Yeah, or like sneak stuff in and look like a
brilliant.
That's so fucking smart. Jesus.
Yeah. And I know adults like my age with kids who just like sneak booze, like you know, walking around like trick or treating, like. Drinking a Jack and Coke or something like that, or a gin and tonic. So, I think that sneaking booze is like kind of cool.
So I don't think that necessarily counts like you know putting a brown paper bag on whatever. I mean more like you're going to like a bar and you sneak in a flask.
Oh, that is trash.
You're going to an event like a concert and you don't want to pay for the alcohol, so you sneak in like boxed wine or whatever bullshit. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You're going to Enter the Spider-Verse.
Right. I think most of the reason you sneak in college is because you might not be old enough.
And that plus money, it's a combination thing. Yeah.
Yeah. But I still think the festival thing plays so post college. So I'm gonna say living with a bunch of dudes.
Living with a bunch of dudes, Rudy.
It's no question. Living with a bunch of dudes. It's one thing to be out of college, a little bit older, with a roommate for like financial reasons or whatever. That's chill. But having a crew greater than 3 or 4, that's once again a decision where you're like, no, I'm with my boys. That's fucking crazy.
Who did you? Were you in that house with Sass and them?
Yeah.
Who? How many people was it? Well, how many guys was in that house?
That was just 3.
Who was it?
Okay, I thought it was
me, Sass, and Owen.
You, Sass,
that was crazy.
Yeah, that's fine.
We were talking about that the other day. Like, we were 23 years old, and Sass was 18. Like, we had a freshman year roommate.
Yeah, and you had
as a fifth year.
Yeah.
Remember when I went to your guys' apartment once? You guys had that rickety-ass staircase.
Yep.
That thing felt like it was going to fall apart. Like,
and that was, like, right after I graduated college, where, like, I was still doing everything I was doing in college, just 1 year out, and going up that staircase was a battle every night.
There used to be an O'Day, Chuck Nasso, and Kyle Mackey house.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Quakes. The Quigs and Nace and Chuck Duffy lived together, I think, at one point.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
KB lived with Chuck.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, 2 years.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
So 3 for living with the boys right now. Pat?
Also, the thing about the sneaking alcohol, it's crazy how much the flask changes things. Because this, I think of sneaking alcohol in is that back in the day you'd put it into like a water bottle or whatever, just like a Dasani bottle, and that's trash, but you're young and poor, who gives a shit? But then like all of a sudden you put it in a flask and you're just a distinguished gentleman, and it's like you're a cool kind of alcoholic. It makes me think of Mad Men.
Yeah,
but it's the same thing.
It is. Totally agree. Pat?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with living with your boys. Can't do that.
No more
school. Nope. You have like a maybe 2-3 year window, and then or maybe more.
Maybe more.
I mean, I live with one friend. That's living with the boys, you know.
Yeah, one friend is different. And then if you're on different schedules, you're not like in each other's business. Yeah.
But I'm seeing the end of the road.
I met Tommy's roommate when they were looking for apartments. Great guy, very nice guy. They look like the most euphoric, happy gay couple you've ever seen.
Yeah, it's a concern where, like, if we're
those don't exist.
If we're like getting like just like maybe just the two of us getting a dinner or a drink, I'll be like, do you think everyone here thinks that we're gay?
We're going back to our apartment.
Yeah.
Is he hot, Rudy?
Yeah, he's a handsome guy. It looks like I met them for dinner, and it looked like when I was walking up to them that they were a gay couple about to tell me that they've decided to adopt.
Is this Seraphim?
No.
Famous?
No.
Damn.
Yeah, I gotta go living with the boys. I mean, it also, like, not only is it cool in college, think about how uncool it is in college to not live with the boys.
Yeah.
Like, imagine not having any friends you live with in college. Yeah. Like, that's as uncool.
That's
as,
a red flag.
Yeah, living alone. Yeah. Like, there was always usually one on the floor that lived alone. It was, like, the most uncool thing.
Living with in a single, you're a freak.
Yeah. Right. If you're 30, 31, it's not even just cool, it's just expected. Exactly. So I think the inverse on both sides there is going to be tough to beat.
I actually think it was less cool to sneak alcohol in college than it is after college.
Really?
Like, yeah, exactly what Rudy said. Like, with the flask, once you get that flask, you can put anything in there, and it looks like you're a refined man. And now I heard, like, somebody just came up to me, like, 2 months ago and was like, yeah, like, I live in New York City. It's like, oh, how many roommates do you have? He's like, seven. I scoffed at him. Seven roommates in New York City.
Getting scoffed at by Dukes, I'd kill myself.
Yeah, I was like, are you in an NYU?
Bro, you gotta grow up.
I was like, are you an NYU fraternity? Like, yeah. There's no reason to live with that. Like,
how do you even find an apartment that big in New York City for seven people?
How do you have seven people that like you?
It sounds awesome.
Yeah,
like I would love to still live with the boys.
Pay like $600 a month for the city.
Part of the greatest thing about college, though, is that like, you know that'll never happen again, that you're under the same roof as all your friends. So when you carry that when you're 26 in New York City, it's like, I'm telling you, grow up.
Yeah.
But think about it, like, when you do like a summer, like if you do like a short, like a trip or whatever, you think you get like a shore house, whatever bullshit.
That count?
No, but that's fun. You know what I mean? Like, that is a blast. But if you did that on a permanent basis, people would think you're insane.
Because I was going to say, share houses are awesome.
I think Lenny tried to do this, right? If I'm correct, like
he looked into buying a house in Long Beach
with his boys, buying with the boys.
Yeah, they're gonna buy a house together and all live together, which was that would be very
normal though, in Long Beach.
Yeah, but like not at a certain age.
No, they weren't gonna like, they weren't gonna timeshare it. It was, they're all going to live in the house together.
Buy a full time boys.
Yeah.
All right, that's awesome.
The Balls bungalow.
Yeah. So the boys one's gonna move on. Now we have the 3 seed versus the 14 seed. Mentioned a minute ago, just being broke. Being broke was cool in college. Not cool the second you leave college. And that's going up against number 14 seed. I think the element of this can kind of change depending on the generation. But I think for at least most of us here, being able to sing all of the lyrics to Colt 45 or any other Afro Man song.
I would still be pretty impressed by that.
I can still rip that.
I mean...
Unfortunately,
it's not imaginative if you can. We all can. It's just, would you?
Doing that?
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh.
I was going to submit, I forgot, but almost similar note is like making like DJ mixes.
Yeah.
Pretty cool in college. Like, unless you're John Summit, not as cool when you're an adult.
I can hear the beat for Colt 45. Like, doom, 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 doom. I just sense it. You know what I mean? So if you're younger, it probably doesn't register for you.
No, it does.
It does. Colt 45, Afro Man.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to think of who else. David, what's the song for college?
Right now, it's Gyalas.
Gyalas?
Gyalas. But it's like,
what the fuck is Gyalas?
I don't even think your mic is on. Yeah.
But we're in like different niches, so like Gyalas for me is like what you guys are talking, like Colt 45.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. But yeah, I think it just might have changed between generation and generation. But being able to rap all the lyrics, I think like the Monster or whatever lyric from, what was it, the Eminem song? Or the Nicki Minaj song.
I see what you mean now. Any Yee song. Any Yee song or any Ian song. Ian's like pretty
good. Who the fuck
I don't even know those people.
No, I know him. Ian and Dior.
I'm familiar, yeah.
Ian Dior.
No, not Ian Dior.
Oh my God, you just got stoned, dude. That
I thought you meant like mood.
That was bad.
Why are you always in the mood?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, all right, I know that song.
So being able to sing all the lyrics to Colt 45 versus being broke, which was less cool once you leave college. Starting with you, let's do KB.
Okay. But being broke isn't necessarily, it's uncool, but it's, you know, it happens. Being broke in college was cool, though.
Mm-hmm.
It was cooler than having money.
It was like a badge of honor. Like, to the hustle and steal and...
No stress, because you
just
had no money.
Your parents give you money? Like, that was like, oh.
If your, like, roommates brought you and your roommate to dinner, it's like you'd never eaten in your lives.
Oh, yeah. If someone's parents came to town and took everyone out to eat.
Yeah.
I used to beg my mom to transfer me $40.
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably twice a month, like for food. And I would just immediately go buy an eighth of weed with it and then have no money left over. But it was the least amount of stress I've ever had in my life. Because when you don't have money, it's like you're just poor. You just exist as a poor person.
Yeah.
Very uncool after college, though.
KB?
Yeah. It was like the badge of honor to see how much you could mooch while going out with nothing. But if I heard, like, you, Ken Jack, like, screaming, smoke that tumbleweed. Oh, man. It's Colt 45. Smoke singing that in public.
Okay, do it. Singing Colt 45. Jay?
Yeah, I feel like the defined line for me is, the being broke in college is everyone's in it, so you're all in it together. So it's not like, you know, some person has like a ton of money and some people have negative. It's like everyone has no money unless they are getting stuff from home, which is pretty rare, I feel. So once you get out of college, if people want to like go on a vacation or stuff like that and you can't participate, that sucks a lot. Or like you can't even like go out because you have no money. That is the worst. Like I went through a brief period where I was unemployed at like 23 and it was the worst. I couldn't do anything. So I think being broke
1-1 right now, Rudy.
Yeah. I mean, being broke is, there's a lot of reasons why, you know, I mean, you could go into a field that just doesn't make any money, but whatever. But we sang Afro Man in high school. And then once I got to college, I found that to be disturbing if you sang that in college. And then in college, when I was there, the big one was the Jordan Belfort song.
Yeah. Oh,
and Jordan Belfort, that one?
That shit sucked. It just sucked. And so, yeah, the Afro Man, I put that in the...
At Boar's Head, we've been going back to school for over 115 years. And this year, every school lunch is reason to celebrate. With the flavors your kids love and the exceptional quality you expect. Helping you make school lunch fresh, easy, and delicious. Ring the bell. The deli is open. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
Name your category is Jungle Juice. I mean, that is... I mean, it's just so fucking lame. I can't even imagine. That's crazy. Yeah.
So one for this, the Afro Man, you're saying?
Oh, yeah.
So 2-1 right now in favor of Afro Man.
Oh, God. I think, like Rudy said, there's a lot of different circumstances that can lead to being broke. And it's like it is, like everyone's in the same boat in college. But I think if I were freshly out of college or even still towards the end of college and that song came on, and someone started singing it, I would be like, what the fuck kind of loser is this? But in my head, I'd be singing the song too.
Yeah.
Yeah, naturally.
Yeah, that's definitely it, singing the song.
Another one for Afro Man.
Circumstances, people go broke. It's not like you blame them.
You can't make fun of someone.
Right, but if they were, imagine they were bragging about. Imagine you're like 25, like, I'm so fucking broke, dude. It's like, it's fucking awesome. Like,
I got no money, yeah, man. Fuck.
You guys got to buy me a drink. I can't. Yeah. I'm so fucking broke. Like, dude, that's not cool at all. I don't know. Rapping is, could, like, rapping's a
rap. You just debuted a rap song.
Yeah. Well, that's my own original. It's so different. Yeah. Rapping's will always be cool. I'm always being broke. Like, yeah, it's not inherently like, oh, you're a loser if you're broke, obviously. But to, like, act like it's cool would be bizarre. So I'm going with being broke.
Being broke, Dukes?
I was so good at being broke that, like, I'd have no problem going back. I was just elite at it. And also, I just think that, like, being broke's not a look at me move. If somebody starts rapping Colt 45 in your face, everybody knows the lyrics, but if they're like doing it so intensely in your face, they want you to know that they know every single lyric. And if you sing it, you better know every fucking word. Mm-hmm. I will check you on that.
Also, I just want to add one thing. Being broke is cool if you're in a tropical location. Wait, like, if you're like any age, if you're like, I'm just living in the Caribbean, man. Like, and I'm broke. That's cool.
I was in San Diego last week, and I saw a guy that was 45 years old living out of a van, and I was like, that looks awesome. Hey, I don't know. I don't know why it fit. Like, he was next to a beach, had a surfboard, was sleeping in his car, and I was like, for some reason, this seems like a vibe.
Had but a surfboard, he had black tar heroin coursing through his veins.
Meth is like coming out of his ears. So Colt 45 is going to move on. Now we have the 7 seed versus the 10 seed. The 7 seed is stealing road signs and cones. Very cool.
I should do that on the way home.
On the way home from the bar, someone just rips a stop sign out of the ground and you're like, you're the coolest guy alive. You do that now, you're like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You go to someone's apartment, where'd you get that? I don't know, man. Yeah. Just showed up here.
Going up against number 10 seed, getting kicked out of a bar.
That's a good one. These are both good.
These are both very good. It's a very good matchup. So stealing signs out of the ground and construction cones, too, so the person noted, versus getting kicked out of a bar. Dukes.
In all personal experience, I'm going to have to say stealing a road sign.
Because you still get kicked out of a bar?
I think that getting kicked out of a bar is not always everyone's decision. It's not just because you're like being an asshole.
Well, is it cool more is the question.
It's not. Both things are lame. That's why we're in like the lame draft. But I'm going off of if one of my friends got kicked out of the bar, I'd be like, all right, like, what were you doing in the bathroom? Like, what were you, like, some decision got you kicked out of the bar. If he came to my apartment.
What goes on in the bathroom?
Like, if you got kicked, if a guy got kicked out for doing coke in the bathroom, I wouldn't, like, judge him. But if he brought home a street sign to the apartment, I'd be like, dude, go to rehab.
I was just thinking drunk, being kicked out for being drunk.
Yeah. Well, like, or for some fighting, whatever, something like that. Yeah.
Right. So I was just thinking of all the things that could get you kicked out of the bar. If somebody.
Do people get kicked out of bars for coke in college?
Probably.
Is that a thing?
I think I've seen that. Mostly
fight I feel like most people are just like hammered and getting kicked out of bars.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't stand like, fighting all that.
Still, it's same street thing. Sign. Yeah, yeah. It's street sign. If somebody came to the apartment with a street sign, I'd be like, go get help. Coke. Go get help.
Yeah.
We are here for you. This is the first step.
One for stealing the signs.
This is hard. Because, if you're getting kicked out of a bar for being too drunk at 30. That's like, come on, man. Get it together. Mm-hmm. But if you're stealing a street sign in college, you're a drunk kid. If you're stealing a street sign now, you're a criminal. you're a menace to society. I'll go with the street sign one.
Another That's one for tough, street though. Sign. It makes me.
I really can't. If my friend got kicked out of the bar for being too drunk, or he just stole the sign, I'd still think that the worst look is stealing the sign.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think street sign, for sure.
Street sign.
I think people get kicked out of bars. It is what it is. But, like, street sign is a decision you make.
I had a friend bring home a bumper from a car accident that had got knocked off the car, and the person had to leave it in the street, God. So he brought home the whole bumper and hung it up in his dorm room. That was a wild one. Rudy?
I'm going to sound kind of lame here, but I one of my biggest pet peeves is people who, like, steal street signs when they're drunk. I fucking hate that. I don't know why. It just bothers me so much. You're just inconveniencing, like, everybody.
Municipal Rudy. I like it.
It's just so fucking stupid. And then you hang it up, and there you're like, dude, look at my yield sign. It's like, am I supposed to be impressed by that?
It's a conversation starter.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. It's like, I don't know if I thought it was cool in college either.
Okay.
I hate that.
It's a look at me.
I hate people that get drunk and turn into kleptos. It bothers me so much. But so, I've always hated that. And then, getting kicked out of bars, lame. But that bothers me so much.
Stealing the signs. Jay?
Some poor fuck has to, like, go and replace a sign that just, like that's just such a, so dumb.
I agree.
So dumb.
Jay?
I don't think getting kicked out of a bar, even when you're in college, is a cool move. Like, if you're going to a bar, presumably with some people, and you get kicked out, it's like, a lot of times some of your friends have to leave too, which sucks. The street signs thing is because, everybody knows people that had street signs in their dorm room or house in college. But, post-college, that is a weird move.
Yep.
I feel like you have a good getting kicked out of a bar story.
I've been kicked out of some bars, yeah.
But what? Not the fighting ones?
No. I don't do any, like, drugs, so it wouldn't be.
I got kicked out of the only time in college I got kicked out of a bar. I wasn't doing anything. I was eating peanuts, and I think I was eating them. I must have been eating them crazy.
Shells, put in the shells on the floor.
How can you eat peanuts so crazy that it?
I don't know. I still can't figure it out. Like, I was eating. It was one,
maybe someone had a peanut allergy around you.
No, it was one of those bars where there's just peanuts everywhere that you can, like, throw the shells on the floor and everything, and there were free peanuts, and I was fucked up, but I was eating them, and he's like, "You just gotta go." And I'm trying to figure out, like,
you've hit your peanut allotment.
Yeah.
I still cannot figure out what I was doing to those peanuts that warranted kicking me out of the bar.
Can't bring this guy to a crazy. Five guys.
KB? I tried to dap up a security guard like 2 years ago in the Jersey Shore and I got kicked out.
Yeah,
like,
for that.
He told me to stop vaping. I said, gotcha. I was like, my bad. Went to dap him up. He goes, get the fuck out of here. Like,
you
side.
Deserve that. Yeah.
Oh, God. I wish I saw that. So
I got you, broski.
I got you, dude.
And just getting
no worries, bro, huh?
Stealing signs can move on, but KB?
Yeah. Being 30 and getting told to leave a bar, very embarrassing, but that's one thing. But if you get actually kicked out, like if someone, like if you get dragged or lifted and carried out, that is the worst possible
but
thing.
But in college, people are like cheering for that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now they're like, oh.
Yeah.
Getting physically removed.
Getting handled. Yeah.
That's what
taught me. Like,
yeah.
Remember that one, like a Miles Garrett sized dude picking you up in front of a bunch of people and tossing you out.
Yeah. Do you remember that one? It went super viral a while ago. There was the one that was a very tiny dude. He kept trying to like get in this place. The bouncer told him to stop, and the bouncer just like he did that. He picked him up as if he was like a toddler and like removed him and placed him outside, and it was so embarrassing. I wonder if I found that video somewhere. But you're going with stealing signs as well.
Steal a road sign, that's almost like so disturbing that it's not even uncool. It's just it's just freaky. But it is stealing signs. You can't do that.
One of my roommates junior year stole a tombstone.
What?
Picked up
he's
a
going
tombstone.
To hell.
He's going
that's,
oh, that's
and I was
brave.
Like yeah.
That's like
that
next
was
level
that
decision.
Was
going
day,
to hell.
That was the day I decided stealing anything was not cool.
Stealing a tombstone. That's like I think one of the top most disrespectful things you could ever do.
We're like you're going to be cursed for the rest of your
that's
life.
That's insane.
That should be jail for life.
Yeah. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That's insane.
He brought it back.
Do you remember the name of the person?
Oh yeah.
No, that was on the tombstone.
On the tombstone.
Oh no, no! But the okay, so they were buried at like the Wright brothers.
Yeah,
it was that. I don't know how to explain it was that cemetery. So when he came back, I was like, oh shit, is that the Wright brothers one? Because that's somehow kind of cool. But it just
that
wasn't.
Would be awesome. Yeah, he stole the Wright brothers.
Somehow it was. Yeah. It could have been really cool, but it ended up being very lame.
That's like a national treasure plot. Yeah.
Holy coming shit. Back with Orville on your shoulder.
Saturday to Thursday nights, we're going back to get the other one. The signs are going to move on. Going now, we have the number 2 seed. Last matchup on this side, the 2 seed versus the 15 seed. The 2 seed is having a disgustingly vile home, just having a disgusting living situation, absolutely vile, gross. Going up against the number of 15 seed, Everclear. Which I thought was a very good submission. Everclear is one where I don't think I touched that the second I left college. But in college, everyone was like, oh, we want to make like apple pie moonshine or whatever bullshit. So Everclear as 15 going up against number 2. Juggernaut, in my opinion, just having a disgusting living situation. Starting with you, KB.
So Everclear versus...
just a disgusting living situation.
Oh, it's a disgusting home.
Yeah.
Everclear, that's more if like you're in a grown man, that's you're just an alcoholic, which isn't necessarily too uncool.
As long as you're getting up in front of Luke Combs and Twister's cast, and it's cool. But you're going with a vile home, Che?
Oh yeah. Vile home. Sticky, dirty.
Smells so
sink
bad.
Sink is clogged. Laundry everywhere.
Vile clogged home, yeah. The sink. The dishes just like stacked up, like the aforementioned like liquor bottles everywhere. That's so gross. Everybody knows like that sound of the floors that's like so sticky and you can't.
The piss floor.
It's like a movie theater.
Yeah. Just the smell of like old beer that's been like on the ground. That's the worst. So that in college plays because everyone's like this party, this house like gets after it. After college, when people like have jobs, that is the furthest thing from cool.
Mm-hmm. 2 for the vile homes. Rudy?
Yeah, the vile homes. I'm just thinking back to some of the ones I saw. It's just so bad. Like, even the light that would come into the house seemed dirty. Like, it was fucked up just from being in there. And you'd go outside because the ecosystem is more orderly than the inside of that fucking house. I hate that.
There's like that stale beer combined with fart smell that I could still kind of remember.
Ugh. And the sink was always ground zero.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just a clogged sink with like paper towels, wet paper towels up against the fucking thing.
Yeah. Oh. It's just, oh my God. I don't even remember what it was up against, but it's got to be. The Everclear? Yeah, I mean, I could see like an older dude being like, I don't fucking know. Yeah, the house is crazy.
The house? Pat?
Yeah, I mean, when Joey and I were at Mizzou Parents Week in February, we went.
You do this more than like storm chasers. It's crazy.
For a live show, we ended up going back to a house, and it was so fucking disgusting. It was like shocking. It reminded me of how these people live. It's not even a competition. It's the dirty house over Everclear.
The dirty house over Everclear, Tommy?
Yeah, dirty. I mean, I don't know if I ever thought the dirty house in college was cool, but it was at least acceptable.
Sure.
And there is the aspect, like Chase said, where I guess the dirtier, the more you party, and partying was cool. Yeah, I mean, you like having a dirty apartment out of college is just ratchet.
Yep.
Disgusting.
Dukes?
Yeah, I lived in some pretty disgusting houses in college and post-college. Me, Sass, and Owen, just like, I'm no one person. It was gross. And it was one of the most embarrassing things of my life. And like just like bringing someone over and being like, yeah, this is where I live. Like,
we're going to get to the we'll get to it. It's chill. Just don't use the bathroom.
Yeah.
The other guy's bathroom was disgusting, dude.
Right.
I walked in there. It was like skid marks galore.
And it was the second one. That was hilarious. That's actually funny. You had to shit sideways because your knees were touched. You had to shit like the other way. So it was skid marks galore, but that was no
shit
that
the wrong
actually
way?
That was nobody's fault.
The holes didn't line up.
Yeah.
Yeah, like even the, its own special, just having to adjust how you use the bathroom.
Yeah.
In college, kind of cool. Like, right. Oh, yeah, you got to pee in this sink. Now imagine going to someone's and you got to pee in the sink, dude.
I think in our first apartment, it just became the point that, like, there was no past returning. Like, we knew we were going to move out, and we didn't have, like, a trash can. Like, Sass and Owen lived downstairs, and we just had a trash pile.
Mm. Oh, this is after college.
It was gross.
Oh, yeah.
A pile of trash.
The trash corner.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So the Vile Home is going to move on. Before we get into our playoffs, let's hear from our last advertiser today, Body Armor. You see Body Armor right in front of you on the video. Every time you watch a Barstool video, you're probably going to see Body Armor somewhere. I'm pretty sure there's someone in the Chicago room right now you can find somewhere. We love Body Armor here at Barstool in general. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink. Real hydration, real ingredients, packed with electrolytes, vitamins, and nothing artificial. Body Armor Sports Drink, it has all your hydration needs covered. Sports drink, light, zero sugar, flash IV, and of course, sport water. Body Armor, we've used it again for everything. We did a LARPing video earlier today out in Central Park. Whole bunch of us fighting each other with swords. Body Armor had us all hydrated. I feel like shit after that. And the reason I'm not like dead in the water is because I was very well hydrated thanks to Body Armor. So head on over to the bodyarmorstore.com or Body Armor Store on Amazon and use code 15BARSTOOLBA to get 15% off your order today. That's a great deal. So again, go to the Body Armor Store on Amazon. Use code 15BARSTOOLBA for 15% off of your order today.
Can I say something? I just started buying drinks and body armor off of Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
It's the greatest thing in the world. Not having to lug your crap home. It just comes with the rest of your groceries. It's the best.
Super, super helpful. So at the bottom, I love those guys. So first matchup of the playoffs, we have the number four seed the number four seed, the Liquor Bottler Decor. And again, we're including in this the sort of like flattened beer box, like 30 rack box that like make into wallpaper, going up against the five seed Posters, the movie posters, the blacklight posters, like all the flags, all that shit. Let's start with you, Dukes.
Okay, I never thought that the liquor bottles or the beer can wall was cool. Not once. So I'm going to have to go with Posters.
Posters by default.
By default. Just because I found Posters very cool. I really could become friends with you if I thought your posters were cool.
It says a lot about a man.
It does. It does say a lot. Tommy, bought the beer bottle decor or the liquor bottle decor and all that versus the posters.
Ooh. That's tough. I remember like a few years out of college, like I was talking to this girl. She was like, you got to like get a more adult apartment or something. And like the next day, Spider came home with a Bud Light neon sign. And he was like, we got to put this in the living room. I was like, we can't put this in our living room. We're 25. So I actually don't even know which one that would categorize. That would go, I guess, more as the...
I think that would go more...
It's like a hybrid.
It's like a hybrid.
Yeah.
So wait, it's posters versus drinking
it's the poster, the posters, flags, and blacklight stuff versus beer bottle decor. So, or like the you know, liquor bottles on top of the cabinets.
I'm going to go with the posters and shit because I think you have to, as an adult, be super careful about the art, whatever you want to say, you hang in your apartment. And yeah, I mean, it's not cool to have beer bottles. I don't know. You have bar carts. I know it's different because they're full. But
it is tremendously different. Yeah.
I still think I would like if you told me I had to put six empty bottles in my apartment or I had to hang a fucking Bob Marley poster or something, I think I'd put the beer bottles out. So I'm going with the posters.
I think you could also accidentally like leave an empty bottle out and it not be decor.
Right. That's different too.
Like if you're in the bar cart and you finish a bottle of whiskey and it's just like sitting there.
Or you have a little smidge left.
Right.
Yeah. So two for the posters right now, Pat.
This is tough. I think it's more alarming as an adult if you go over. Some people just have bad taste. Like if you have a poster up, whatever. Some posters are nicer than others. I think there's nothing classy about having a bunch of bottles of like 99 bananas lined up on your fucking, you know, your cabinet, the top of your cabinet. So I'm going liquor bottles for sure.
Liquor bottles, Rudy?
Yeah, this is tough because they're sort of in the same category. And I'm trying to think of which one of them is the ultimate deal breaker. And I agree with Pat. Like, some people just have shitty posters. Now, if it's college posters where it's like Bob Marley and shit, really tough. But the liquor bottles is just such a... It's just so cut and dry bad. Because even if you're older and say you have expensive whiskey and you finish it and you display it, that is horrifyingly lame. And if it's shitty, it's still fucking lame. There's no universe where that's doable. Like, I'm picturing bringing a girl over. Mm-hmm. And if you have shitty posters, it's you can get through that. But if you have, like, displayed bottles in a row...
It's braggadocious.
It's not even... It's just, like... You can't. I don't know. It's just the worst of the two, I guess. So, yeah, I'll go bottles.
Do you think a girl will be more likely to let you hit if you... she walks into your apartment... And she sees above your cabinets just a row of empty whiskey bottles, or if she walked in your apartment and saw like a Boondock Saints poster?
Whiskey bottles.
Whiskey depends bottles? What type of whiskey. Yeah.
Like empty cool. whiskey bottles. So let's say it more like age appropriate. So like if you're like in your 30s or whatever, it's like an expensive whiskey brand. Yeah. Empty bottles of an expensive whiskey.
Yes. Yeah, that's... Over posters. Yeah. Any day of the week.
My Odell Cash poster.
One
shows that you're an alcoholic. The other looks like you hang out with college kids.
Yeah, but that's one true. Of them is like, there's What's an worse? Element of like, this guy is fun if he has this up there. Yeah, that's true. No, the first one's worse for sure.
I've seen shitty posters for people after college. I've never seen a single person pull the liquor decoration post-college.
Agreed.
I've never seen that.
I actually haven't, yeah.
Yep. So we're 2-2 right now, Che.
I think posters could almost be acceptable if you got like cheap frames for them. So like,
but that's not a question here. I don't think.
No,
we're talking Scotch tape.
We're talking
tape,
like
right?
tape or like thumbtack,
the tack stuff, that sticky tack shit.
Yeah, I still it's gonna be hard to beat dirty used alcohol bottles that like there's dust and germs and everything on them. No, like it's got to be that.
It's got to be the bottles. 3-2 right now, KB.
I feel like from a decor standpoint, the bottles are more aesthetically acceptable than like a bunch of like bikini girl posters and like beer posters. But you got to think of how you got there. Like displaying liquor, I think that's worse.
Displaying liquor is worse.
Poster guy is probably has a little personality, is a little bit fun, immature.
But what if they're like weird posters? Like video game posters or something.
Halo. Oh, me. That's like a Halo right now. I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Like Meekfield is a Halo 3 like promotional poster, like framed.
Like a sport, like a Mets poster
I'd love
in your
to
room.
See oh my god, I would pay hard cash.
He's definitely got a race car. Bed.
That's exactly what I was gonna say. He definitely has like a 4 monitor setup.
Yes.
He's still got. Mets.
I don't think
he's
has a TV
with VR. With VR porn.
Zero TVs. Just 4 monitors.
Yeah. The Mets betting.
For sure.
Yeah,
for sure. Absolutely.
You know, this is not the roast of Meek Phil.
No,
okay?
No, it's not. I'm just saying I want to see his room is so bad.
I'm enamored by Meek. He's by far my favorite.
I think I want to do a video soon. I've been talking about doing just a documentary on Meek Phil. I want to go to his house and see how he lives.
That'd be awesome.
Please do that. Well, I want to go like where he hangs out with his friends. Like I want to go to his high school.
He drunk texted me on 4th of July and it was
oh my God.
What did he say?
He said happy 4th. And I was like, damn. "You too."
How do you
drunk.
Know that was a drunk?
Let me get there. Okay. He said, "Happy 4th." I said, "You too, Meek. Have a great night." And he goes, "I'm fucking hammered right now."
Okay, that's
fair enough. Sorry, I doubted you
because I was like, "Why did he text me Happy 4th at 10 o'clock?"
So the bottles is going to move on. Now we have Jungle Juice versus chugging beer really fast. Again, parentheses not including Dana Beers in this conversation.
So chugging fast against what?
Yeah, and sorry, what was the name again? Ronnie Deutsch?
Deutsch.
Jungle Deutsch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Deutsch.
Jungle Juice is just so goddamn lame.
Yeah.
I should never be in a situation where there's Jungle Juice ever again.
Mm-hmm. One for Jungle Juice, Tommy.
Yeah, it's got to be Jungle Juice. Chugging beers, again, it can be, as much as we like to make fun, it can be cool.
I mean, Glenn Powell just did it with.
Yeah, Jungle
does
Juice
make it
is,
very cool.
Is, Jumbotron chug.
Yeah.
Dana, it wasn't, you know, having Jungle Juice every day until I have Jungle Juice with Luke Combs.
That would be insane. Holy shit.
That would be so funny.
Yeah.
Chugging Jungle Juice every day.
Yeah.
Shout out to Stone Cold. Better get ready.
Yeah.
2 for Jungle Juice.
Yeah, I got to go Jungle Juice. There is something funny about, like, a chug. Like, even to this day, like, every once in a while I'll be out at a bar with my friends, and someone will get two drinks. We'll go, one's for chugging. Mm. And they don't make like a spectacle out of it, but then they just have to suffer through chugging a drink, which is funny.
Or like beating the harp when you have a Guinness or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah, things, but yeah. Jungle Juice is, woof, good lord. Yeah. No, thank you.
Rudy?
The more I think about it, the chug is kind of timeless. Like
I agree.
If I saw like an old guy being like, oh, let's chug, I'd be like, oh, that's...
It's funny. Little, chugging is funny.
No, but there is a window where like it's cool in college. Then there is a time period where it's not cool, and then when you're old enough, it becomes.
I can't.
Cool again.
It's not cool when I do it.
But you could 26. Still be in college.
Chugging drinks that aren't supposed to be chugged is funny. That's like if you have two Rudy champagnes at a wedding and you cool. chug one, that's hilarious.
Yeah. Rudy yeah. chugging yeah. it'd be like. Yeah.
I think 26.
Like Che's almost there. If like, he did like a agreed. Last chug, I'd be like, oh, nice, Che.
Yeah, there's a window.
Me and dude,
the old guy still got it.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah. And we can't do it ironically, but Smokes, if you were sick at chugging, I would find that amusing.
Oh, that'd be amazing. That'd be awesome. That.
Yeah. Chugging and pretending you didn't chug is hilarious.
What do you mean?
Like if you get a drink and you just down it and you put it down without telling anyone, that's funny.
I think more so than the parentheses Danny Beers, it should be like if you challenge someone to chugging.
You're really
that would change the whole way I view this debate.
I'm going to challenge you after
this show. So four for Jungle Juice, Jay?
Yeah, Jungle Juice in my mind is unbeatable. In terms of it's how fucking bad it is.
Yeah. Again, I'll take the one that's made in a garbage can.
Gaby.
Dude, the whole process of Jungle Juice, like getting a grocery cart full of
concentrate
juices.
It's barbaric.
You don't even need a shopping list because it's just whatever you happen to see.
Even like that
always tastes kind of good though, which is weird.
Do you remember that fucking guy on like Vine or Facebook that used to make those we cut up the fruit and make jungle juice and he's like 45 years old?
You're not talking about Shoe Nice, are you?
No, that guy. Do you know who I'm talking about at all?
I think that's where the guy where he would like put it all in like a big jug and he would like do this with the bottles so that all the would come out really
fast. You're talking about
concentrate?
Yeah, no, with like liquor bottle. Like you take like the vodka and like do this with the bottle, so like a vortex comes and all shoot out.
There's dudes and they're putting like fucking candy in it too.
Yeah, it was like some like
Jolly Ranchers and all that stuff.
Yeah. Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah,
doesn't do anything.
Candy is trash. If you eat candy, you're trash.
If you candy, you're trash. Jungle Juice is gonna move on, but KB, you're sticking with Jungle Juice too.
Yeah.
Jungle Juice against the bottle decor, KB, to go into the finals.
Oh, man.
This is really hard. I'm trying to think of, like, a scenario for it. Like, if you were to go to someone's house, right?
As much as I said about Jungle Juice, if somebody was like, hey, I'm doing a Jungle Juice Rager, you have to come, I would probably participate. But the liquor decor is unacceptable.
I'm just going to... A case race, but with Jungle Juice would be...
I'm here to help.
On August 21st...
We have a story.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Who are you?
It is, trust me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance.
Mutiny. Rated R.
You have to finish an open cooler full of Jungle Juice?
I would do that.
Yeah. I mean, you guys would die, though. Like, if you're getting fucked up by the beer, you guys, I think you would actually, some of you would need medical attention pretty badly.
Yeah.
One for the bottles. Che?
The bottles could come from, like, hey, my recycling is full, I'm not going out, it's raining, and then you just get lazy. Like, there could kind of be a way you finagle, and that's just kind of
that's not decor.
I think that's
you
purposely displayed is what we're talking about.
Yeah,
you curate it.
There's no okay, so all right, throw that argument out. Jungle Juice again, multi-step process. You're not making a pitcher of Jungle Juice. I don't know what's the smallest quantity of Jungle Juice ever.
That's a great question.
You make
batches
of Jungle Juice.
It has to be in a garbage can.
There's no small batch Jungle Juice.
It could be in a bathtub. It's bad.
An igloo cooler?
Jungle Juice.
Yeah.
But here's a point for liquor decor is that even in college, I don't think Jungle Juice is cool. Like, you're kind of it's not as cool as liquor decor.
It's kind of like, all right, I guess I'll have one. Yeah. And then you have one. Yeah. It's like, oh, this isn't that bad. I guess I'll have another.
It's always, this actually tastes good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. My pants are down.
And then 2 seconds later, you're dead. Yeah. Or you're Dana waking up in a marsh face down behind a building. So right now we're 1-1. Rudy?
I thought the Jungle Juice would be unbeatable. But I think that KB's right. Like, if someone did a party where they're like, oh, we're doing Jungle Juice, you can once again achieve irony with that.
Or maybe if it's like a themed party, like a Halloween party.
Yeah.
I'm in.
And you can stretch and manipulate the quality and the classiness of a Jungle Juice.
Jungle Juice at Halloween plays. You are right. I think even to this day.
Yeah, I think I've had it recently.
I think I'm gonna have it tonight for dinner.
It replaced Punch. Yeah. Punch does. I've never seen Punch in my. I don't think my entire life.
Punch like didn't have.
Punch is trash.
What do you mean Punch?
Like people would do like ladle it, and like back to the Future. They'd be like, "You want some Punch?" That didn't exist.
I don't think that was real. I think that was made up. And if it was real, it got replaced by Jungle Juice at one point. So maybe Jungle Juice is just like the rebranded version of that, because people would do that at Halloween. They do like liquored up punch.
Yeah, and you somehow make it foggy or whatever.
That's kind of cool. You're bringing me back in on it, though.
Yeah, I think I'm actually flipping on Jungle Juice. I think that there is a universe where you can make that doable after college.
Like a real, very rare. It's like your crafty girlfriend, like a cauldron with, and it was like fun. Yeah.
Some TikTok recipe. Yeah. Yep,
but the bottle decor is so black and white. I think bottles.
Two for bottle decor, one for Jungle Juice, Pat.
Yeah, I think with Jungle Juice, there's a start and an end to it. So it's like, we're going to do this. There's a level of irony that can be achieved. It's actually not bad, and you can do it on a holiday. With bottle decor, that's a decision to permanently or semi-permanently have this in your house all the time. There's no benefit to having bottled decor. The benefit of Jungle Juice is you get drunk and it's hilarious to drink Jungle Juice. So, bottled decor.
Bottled decor, three votes.
Yeah, to me, if we're going off like the disparity, Jungle Juice is always kind of in that gray area of like, oh, it's weird, but okay, it's not that bad. I think it's like so clear of like in college, it is really cool to have a bunch of like liquor bottles displayed, and it instantly becomes not cool when you're out of college. So I'll go with that.
Me and my high school
friends. Spirit of the bracket pick.
Yeah.
Me and my high school friends got together this weekend for like the first time in a year. And as a joke, we were like, what should we do next? And we're like, oh, should we make Jungle Juice? And everyone just kind of laughed it off. But you know if somebody said, like, let's push it, and we did it, like, we would have done it for the bit, like, for the joke, and it could have happened. So now I'm starting to be like, maybe that was real.
I want Jungle Juice.
Yeah, and then
I would drink Jungle Juice right now.
And when you brought up, like, the Halloween party, I think it's going to become a thing where it's like, oh, it's like when we're, like, 40 years old, or, like, it's going to be like, oh, like, early 2000s party, and it's just going to be a Jungle Juice party.
Mm. I think it's just like the mixing
JJP
in the trash bag is what really is very college. But they do it now. Like, they'll do an Igloo Cooler Jungle Juice. That's high class Jungle Juice. If you're getting it made in an actual beverage container, that's like basically adult.
They used to make it in styrofoam once, and the styrofoam would like chip off, and people just drink the styrofoam.
Oh, that's gross. if Jungle Juice was in a Yeti, we'd
it's okay.
So
the bottle decor is going to move on into the finals. On the other side, we have singing all the lyrics to Colt 45 by Afro Man versus living with all the shit ton of boys. Dukes, you first. He's doing all the lyrics in his head right now.
It is so, so lame to think of somebody at karaoke night being like, I'm putting on Colt 45.
That's
like,
brutal.
And I could think that, like, if you're living with your boys, there is a slight chance that, like, you guys are all at rock bottom. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys all have to live in, like, someone's house. That's, you're at the lowest point of your life. But Colt 45.
Or the highest.
It
sounds kind of fucking awesome.
Yeah. I'm going Colt 45.
Colt 45, one vote.
Living with the boys. It's going to be tough for this to be. Because, again, it's the inverse, too, where you think of living alone in college versus living alone out of college, living with a bunch of guys in college, living with a bunch of guys when you're 29. It's, I mean, look, I wish it was still socially acceptable to just live with all your boys. I wish nobody ever got married or had kids. I wish you just lived with all your boys all the time. But it's just not considered cool. So I got to go with that.
1-1 right now, Pat.
It's tricky because saying Colt 45 is a moment. Living with your boys is a is a lifestyle, is a time. That's like we're going to live together for this calendar year, this semester, whatever it is. But I think it's more cringe to see someone sing Colt 45. Like, if I walked in, or if you walked into someone's house full of the boys singing Colt 45, that's like a double whammy. But for me, it's Colt 45.
Acapella, too. 2-1 right now in favor of Colt 45. Rudy?
Yeah, I'm thinking of the house in Knocked Up where they all live together. They're making a porn website. I don't think those guys would be caught dead singing Afro Man.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't do that. Like, fucked on the bed, fucked on the floor.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Fuck so
fucked
long.
On the bed. I grew a fuck. Yeah, fuck so long. I grew a fucking afro.
Thought to myself, chiba chiba.
The lyrics are incredible.
Why did that have such a fucking stranglehold over us? This one song.
I kind of want to hear it right now.
It's crazy.
It tells a story. It's funny. I don't know.
I think it is that he's like a bard. Yeah. He was more of a bard
back when it came
singer.
Out. It was like, this is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think that it was white kids could rap the every word.
Mm-hmm. It was a white, yeah.
Met and this so, woman in Hawaii.
Yeah. Oh my yes. God.
Stuck it in her ass.
Fucked her. She said,
"Hi." Yeah. Fucks her in the ass.
Fucks in the ass. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Such a vulgar song.
So vulgar.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's Afro Man for sure.
Afro Man for sure, Jay.
I'm going to come clean. I don't know the song.
You don't know what we're talking about?
It was 2000. No. I don't
Cold
know.
45 and two zigzags.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I think acapella would be worse.
Yeah.
You're at happy hour and someone just like, hey, wait a minute, man. Hey, check this out, man.
Five, six, seven.
It just
eight.
Goes in. Yeah.
If someone gets the ox and puts that on at a party.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't do that in Pitch Perfect.
Oh, karaoke that's a great would call. Be so lame.
Yeah. Yeah.
You really haven't heard it. There's no way.
I don't. All right.
We could. Can you guys play it for Che, and then I'll cut it in post, and we could just. I'll zip to the next spot. I want you to have a chance to be able to hear it.
I've never heard that song.
That's one of the most shocking
fairness,
things.
I should abstain. Yeah, it came out in 2000, so I feel like it should be my timeline, but I've never heard that song.
So Nab's staying. That's crazy. KB?
That versus...
The living with a shit ton of boys.
Yeah, there could be some financial, excuses, especially in a big city. But yeah, I'm going to go Colt 45.
Colt 45, going to move on. Next up, we have the living in a vile home versus stealing street signs. This is a fucking powerhouse matchup, KB.
It's living in a... Shit.
It's hard.
Stealing street signs. Because there was a spark in your head that told you, that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. A vile home is just, you're filthy. You might still be kind of cool, but not the street signs.
Not the street signs. One for the street signs. Jay?
I was going to think that Vile Home was going to win easily, but then I thought, if you're, 26 and you're going out with friends of friends, maybe, or you get invited back to, a house party after a bar by some people you were hanging out with at the bar, and someone you don't really know that well steals a street sign, do you, and you have no tie to them. Do you kind of maybe turn them in? Just alert someone?
No, yeah. No, Jay.
You definitely don't do that.
Crazy behavior.
That is.
I mean, if you have no ties to them,
you're just going to rat on a random person?
Not for a street sign.
Who would you even rat them to?
The cop would arrest you for ratting on them.
The cops.
If someone's in my neighborhood, stealing street signs, that's a problem.
It's not. No, Che.
You're gonna get lost.
Yes, you're correct in their judgment of them, but if you told a cop that would be unanimously the lamest thing.
Maybe not lie.
This guy's stealing my no parking signs out of my block.
I'd like to file a report, please.
Yeah, maybe not live, but this could be a future 311 call.
That's even worse.
So I'm gonna go stealing street signs. That's a crazy move.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah, two for street signs, Rudy.
Yeah, I mean, Dugues was out of college and living in a vile bando, basically. And I like Dugues. If Dugues was the kind of guy that gets drunks and steals street signs, I would not associate with him whatsoever. I would think less of him. I would think of him as an idiot. So it's street signs.
Nice. Three for street signs.
What is it, street signs versus what?
Living in a disgusting home.
Oh.
It's hard.
I think the thing with street signs is if someone steals it, they think they're doing a cool thing.
Correct.
Check it out.
That's the issue.
Correct.
Yeah. That's the issue. And I think there are a lot of reasons people have filthy homes. I think it's street signs.
Street Signs is going to win.
But I know it's a little different because it's not stolen, but it is a little bit funny hearing KB rail against people who have street signs while he's sitting under a street sign that says Nimrod
Street. And a poster to the other
side. Decorated our. Yeah. I'm just like, we are in what we were talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. We have jerseys.
We got jerseys, flag, ironic flag.
You have everything here. You have everything we just described.
But yeah, I'll go with.
Wow.
I guess I'll go with the street signs.
Yeah. Another one for street signs, Dukes.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I lived in filth, not like by choice.
The trash corner.
Yeah, the trash corner.
Corner's insane.
I have nothing to stand on. It's street sign.
So stealing street signs is going to move on and go up against singing all the lyrics to Colt 45 by Afro Man.
You are a cringe loser. Like a cringe loser if you sing Colt 45. You're a criminal loser if you steal a street sign. And there is a far difference. And I have to go with stealing a street sign.
Stealing a street
sign. Yeah, it's tough. But if it's like, what would I rather have someone I'm out with do? I could sit through those 5.5 minutes.
Yeah.
More than I'd rather him go steal a street sign. Yeah, I'll go with steal a street sign.
And you have to nail every single word. It's imperative.
Yeah.
No other street sign, Pat?
Same thing. It's just the element of like trying to be impress people by stealing something. Ugh, get out of here.
Yep, the kleptos. 3 for street signs, Rudy.
Yeah, it's street signs. Tommy was right. You can suffer through someone singing Afro Man, but I cannot stand someone that's like, I'm going to steal this street sign. I'm a fucking badass. It's crazy. I'm
surprised Mincy's never tried. That's like the one song he could sing. It's this one. Che.
It's over, so I'll abstain, but it would probably be street signs.
Be street sign, KB.
Yeah, it's street signs.
Okay, so the finals is having the liquor bottle decor versus stealing street signs. Which one of these things becomes instantly uncool the second you leave college? Starting with you, KB.
Okay, so stealing street signs, it's still like it's an adrenaline rush, and it's there's a chance you could get caught. It's kind of an accomplishment, but just proudly displaying your empty liquor bottles, that's like the equivalent of like hanging up all your like little league trophies as an adult. I think it's worse.
You think it's worse?
I think it's less cool.
Gotcha. 1 for the bottles, Che.
So how does one steal a street sign? Do you take the whole thing out of the ground, or do you
rip it out of the
like
ground? Yeah,
it's kind
of
badass. To this.
Yeah. Or you can take like a baseball bat.
Street sign.
You just feet like of strength.
Sometimes you unscrew it with a wrench.
Okay. Yeah, I got to go steal the street signs because the bottles, like, that can be a little bit more of a snap decision. Whereas the street signs, not only are you stealing, you're going and displaying it, right?
Yeah,
but if I went to someone's house and they had like 100 stolen street signs, I'm like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
that's impressive.
It's impressive.
Yeah,
and
if you have that many, I do agree.
The Michael Jordan.
There's a number you have to hit for it to be cool.
A minimum.
Excuses. I just fucking have to.
Yeah. There is definitely a minimum number. So 1 for bottles, 1 for street sign, Rudy.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but in the spirit of the bracket, the thing that is only cool in college.
We got to remember college.
Yeah.
Compared to college.
Right. So in the spirit of that, the bottle thing is that because that I've never seen that outside of college. And it's such a clear that is a thing in college. And then you get out, you never see it again. Whereas the stealing the street signs is just something that people have in their brain where it's like, I can't help myself. I must steal signs.
And you probably did it wasted, whereas sober the next morning, like rearranging Svetka bottles to color coordinate.
It shows the brand. The funniest ones were like the brand loyal ones, where it was like, in this home, we drink Tito's.
Oh, yeah. UV Blue was the one house I was at. They loved UV Blue.
But that just dies as soon as you leave college. So I got to go with that. And in the spirit of what the bracket parameters are, that is
great
it.
Spirit of the bracket pick.
Okay. Just make them. I need to check them with Tommy first. 2 for the bottles, 1 for the street signs. Pat?
I think, like KB said, there has to be a certain, not like if you have a ton of them, it's like, whoa, it's kind of cool. But if you're just like randomly stealing street signs, It's the lamest shit in the world.
I think two.
You're kind of right. I think
two is the worst number of street signs. Because one, it was like
one was a fluke. No, I did it when I was
one was a fluke. Yeah, two is
a pattern.
It also depends. Like if you steal the street sign from like where you grew up, or it's a funny street name, that's way different. That shows vision. Yeah, like Danny
I like
want
to do that to my home street sign now.
Versus like the I can't get like the yield.
The yield sign and like a cone.
Yeah.
Oh, the cones. Everyone always had a cone.
Dirty cone.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. But I agree. That's like my biggest pet peeve. But it is done after college.
Yeah, I haven't seen either of these after college.
True.
The thing is, I think for me, like even in college, if someone stole a street sign, I wouldn't be like, "That's fucking epic." I would still have the part. I think there'd still be a part of me that's like, I don't know.
Depends
on the
shit.
But if you see 50 bottles of vodka, like that is kind of epic.
In college, that's amazing. Yeah.
If I saw it in the room after, it wouldn't be cool. If I was with them while he ripped a street sign out of the ground, I'd be like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
See, I think the vodka bottles, it was impressive at a point, but I got to I think that people just started asking friends for their vodka bottles.
Mm, yes, definitely.
Which it lost its lust.
It's true.
It's luster. Yeah. Tommy?
I'm going to go with the bottles because I think it does capture the essence of what this bracket is.
Essence pick.
So yeah, we are.
I used my spirit pick last round.
We are 3-2 in favor of the bottle decor.
Okay. The lamest thing that you can do in college is I think that there is one scenario where stealing a street sign is cool. And it's like if your last name is on the street. Like I walk by McDougal Street. I often think to myself, if I was a lame ass college,
I'm gonna
kid,
steal
would,
it for you.
I would steal that sign.
Yeah, like that, if McDougal Street ever goes missing in the West Village,
dude, I'm gonna steal it for you.
Che, you could call 311 on me.
I mean, that would be cool.
Yeah, it would be cool.
Like if you got McDougal Street from Greenwich Village, I'd be like, oh my god.
Yeah,
you get Scabelli Street.
It's one of the hardest things you could probably do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, McDougal is like iconic. That then you can get Gay Street.
Yeah,
Chase Street's got to be somewhere.
So yeah, my answer is the decor.
The decor, the bottle decor, is going to be the big winner of the bracket, episode 136. Which thing is not cool? Only cool to do in college. I think that was a well deserved winner.
Yep,
and that was our what 4-2. I think not a bad seating. This is a
tough
one.
We squeezed the juice on that well. We squeezed the juice on that one.
Yeah. But thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode.
Iconic summer moments deserve an iconic drink. Reach for Mountain Dew, an American original. From its beginnings in the foothills of Tennessee to your biggest summer yet. The refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew is the perfect companion to your American summer adventures. Enjoy the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew, tasting great since 48. Look for Mountain Dew in stores near you at MountainDew.com. That's MountainDew.com.